Alice C.V. Winsinger lives on the Kingsbury Branch in East Calais with her husband and daughter. Last year, the river flooded her fields and part of her goat herd and wiped out her bees. Rescue operations involved loading goats into canoes. They've since moved most of their operation across the river to higher ground on Alice's parents' land. Reporter Erica Heilman stopped in while Alice was doing chores to see how things were a year later.
All right, so we've already gotten some hay in. This is actually this year's cut. We were very lucky, having lost the bulk of our hay fields to the flooding, that a very kind neighbor allowed us to use some fields he wasn't using. And that is like all we were able to get from our fields.
Which is about how many bales?
Oh, 30. Wow. And we used to get 300. Yeah, they're just under silt and probably not safe anyway, although we're working on testing right now.
So you're thinking you have another year of bad hay?
Easily, maybe more, because there's 4 to 6 inches of river silt that washed across the fields, and even grass didn't even come through some areas. There's just so much silt, and we're still investigating what that's going to take to recover that. This is unprecedented for us. My dad has been haying those fields since the 80s. Never had this happen. Irene didn't do this to us. The other small flooding without names didn't do that to us, but this is a mess. But we're okay in terms of that because of the wonderful neighbor. We have 325 bales that we got in so far. And because we had such an early spring with everything being so warm, we're going to be able to get a second cut. We're fairly confident, you know, late August. And so that's the beauty of having a great community where people take care of each other.
What has been the weight that you've carried in the year?
Well, it's like the loss of innocence in a way. That flooding we had last year was like nothing else we've ever experienced. My parents have owned this property since late 60s, and nothing like that ever happened. And so what it's done is it's not only changed our now, but it's changed our future. Because now it's the devil that we know that it's most likely going to happen again when it rained really hard just a few days ago. Instead of enjoying an interesting storm, which I used to love thunderstorms, I ended up worrying and spending like probably more time and mental energy thinking about what did I maybe not do that I should have done in case this is the next one. And like I said, we're going to be okay. The piece that probably will never go away is just the fear of it happening again. You know, it's going to play a role in everything we do because now it has to. And like I said, it's kind of somewhat ruined my love of a hard rain because when it's hot, that's my favorite day. and I still will find the joy in it somehow. Hi, Sedona. Hi, Margarita. Hello, Sangria.
This is Erica Heilman with Vermont Public.